Hi guys, and so I'm back. Yesterday we celebrated the Earth element, or the Earth Day, which means Earth element, and I hope everyone had an amazing Earth Day celebrating it. Today, however, I'm going to talk about the fifth element. As you know, I spoke about four elements: earth, air, water, and fire. Of course, I forgot fire. Huh? Well, there's actually five elements. So the fifth element that most of us studying elements recognize, this is the element of spirit, known as ether or akasha. This is the element that transcends, yet is a part of all other elements. It takes the name of akasha from that place on the astral where the akashic records are held. The accounting of all that has happened in the past, present, and future of the universe and beyond. Akasha is actually an East Indian word meaning inner space, reflecting our belief that the universe is both within and without ourselves. The ethereal element has no direction, yet encompasses all directions. It is a center, the circumference, above and below. It is beyond seasons and time, yet is all seasons and time. It is purely spiritual element, the realm of all. It is protection and justice, movement and mastery, life and death, and rebirth. It is often symbolized by the turning wheel, or the sign of infinity. The Vaisheshika philosophy fundamentals of Indian philosophy by R. Puligundla says of Akasha, the fifth material substance, namely Akasha, ether, not to be confused with space, is a substratum of the quality of sound. Like atoms, Akasha is indivisible, eternal, and imperceivable. But unlike them, it is infinite and all-pervading. Akasha is inferred from the sensed quality of sound. And that is all I have about the fifth element. And if you guys know more about all of these elements, feel free to let me know. And remember how I asked you, can any of you guess what my element is? If your guess is correct, I will reward you. Have a great day, light beings. This is your Friday. Enjoy.